Well, how many people remember at Christmas time getting a Christmas stocking that had a backyard game in it or something like that, some equipment? And one of those that'd have to be included would be a badminton set, rackets, shuttlecocks and a net. You know, my next guest is the state coach of badminton in Tasmania. His name is Brent Munday. Welcome to you, Brent.
G'day, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Oh, an absolute pleasure. I can remember as a kid, shuttlecocks and all that sort of stuff that, playing in the backyard. Maybe they get Xboxes these days, PlayStations and things like that. But the sport is a dynamic one. How are the numbers around the state and particularly in the Northwest Coast?
Our numbers are at a record high at the moment. We're always trying to push and get as many members as we can on the books, I guess. And at the moment, the figures show that that we're trending upwards at a steep rate. So it's been it's really promising to see that, especially following period of COVID, which was so. That's really exciting for our sport.
COVID was just such a downer, wasn't it? You really can't put it into words just how bad it was. But you think things have bounced back from COVID, and hence the numbers starting to improve, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, for badminton itself here in Tasmania, we were very lucky in terms that we had the national championships held in Launceston, which finished early March. And if you think back, that was just only weeks before the whole COVID shutdown lockdown happened. So we were lucky there to have that opportunity to stage the national championships. And then really we were able to, because while we are mainly or traditionally we've been a winter sport, we had the opportunity to push our season back a bit and still play a full season of badminton. And it was only sort of just the middle section that we missed. So we were very fortunate.
Let's talk Northwest Coast, and I believe the roster begins April 22. Can you confirm that? Is that, and would I be right there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the coastal roster starts then. A couple of the local club rosters have already commenced. So Western Division in Burnie, they're sort of gearing up for a similar start time as well. But the main coastal roster itself will kick off on the 22nd of April.
So tell us about the Apicham Open, the Teams Relay, the Bell Chambers Doubles and the Northwest Singles, and you've got multicultural championships coming on later on in the year. Tell us about some of those. Let's go start with Apicham Open.
Well, the Apicham Open is a very, what would you say, unique event, basically because it is a unique badminton court where the back baseline's pretty close to halfway up the wall, and you've got the beams which only sit 3 metres off the ground, so it throws other challenges. It's sort of like the royal tennis of badminton, I guess, where they've got some different rules,
obstacle courses.
It tests the player's skill in a different way, and it's just another way, I guess, that Northwest Badminton's tried to do something different and get ahead of the curve, I guess, and enticing people to play badminton and experience the fun, which it is. So the Apicham Open is, we've been playing it for a few years now. It's a great old hall up there, only 5 minutes out of Ulverston, and it's sort of... while there's lots of halls about and lots of people, I guess, the older players talk about, playing in the church halls and sort of postal hall that used to be in Launceston as well. All these sort of places that used to be the mecca for badminton now get a bit forgotten. So it's sort of nice to take a step back in time and play that.
That's brilliant. The Teams Relay and Bell Chambers Doubles. I guess they're just different competitions. Are they with different rules as well?
Yeah, exactly. They're just different formats that we play in. The Teams Relay is something that's just been recently adopted in the last couple of years that's an exciting way of playing. It was introduced actually at the Youth Olympics a couple of years back, and it was really successful because you could integrate your open players as well with your B and C grade players, they're all playing to score points, and then the game swaps and another team can come back and those sorts of things. So it's always, you're always in the game, I guess, which is, where it differs from other formats. The Bell Chambers Cup is once again a doubles format where you're playing with different partners in every round and then you keep your own points. So it's its own tally points, which is sort of, That's uniquely Tasmanian, that event. We've sort of fostered that for the last sort of 5 or 6 years, and it's been a success in some of the tournaments that we've been able to hold. So, it's all these sort of innovations, I guess, that, the T20, you never know where that took us, and badminton and tries to find different ways to do exactly the same.
Who are some of our stars apart from you, Brent? I know that you're a star, so you've got star in the genes there too, haven't you? We'll get back to that later. But who are some of the stars coming through in badminton, particularly? Let's start with the Northwest Coast and then expand.
The Northwest Coast. Obviously our standout player is Meg Graham, who's won the last 5 state singles titles, which has been a long time since that's been done, and with that, she's won the triple as well. So that means winning the singles, the doubles, and the mixed doubles. So absolute clean sweep. So she's actually just coming off a hip operation. She's recovering from that. So it'll be interesting to see how she comes along with that. We've also got Stephen Gale from La Trobe. He's played in the last 4 senior state teams. So he's progressed through and come through all the juniors and really progressed really well in terms of a strong doubles and mixed player. A bolter from last year was Adrian Lohn, who'd sort of had a bit of time off, I guess, after junior badminton and made a bit of a comeback and really forced himself in the singles scene, especially making a couple of state tournament finals and also was rewarded with his first selection in the senior state team this year. So so there's some exciting things happening and along the coast as far as players go.
And I mentioned a little bit about the genes and all that sort of stuff with yourself. Now, you've been the state coach since 2012. You coached Fiji in the Commonwealth Games, the Pacific Games. You represented Tasmania for the 20th time. It must be in the genes because your auntie is Bev Height. When we had a chat trying to set this interview up, I every time I saw the Advocate newspaper or something, I saw Bev Height in there doing something. So Meg Graham might be pushing the boundaries there. But it must be. It's in your blood, Brent. I guess you must enjoy the sport so much.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. It probably is in the blood. So Auntie Bev was a national player. My mum, her and Auntie Bev actually won an Australian doubles title. I think back in '75, so. They'd both represented Australia, and my grandfather as well had represented Australia with my grandmother, also a state representative. So, and my sister also represented Australia and Tasmania on multiple occasions. So, yeah, you're right. It is in the family, and I guess it's one of those sports where I was lucky. I feel very lucky and blessed that it was a family sport, that it takes it through and you can play to an older age, a ripe old age, and those sort of things with that. So it's nice to have that. And yeah, you're right, it is in the blood, I guess.
Well, Brent, thanks very much for your time. I know in May you've got the STBA Championships in Hobart, which is the Southern Tasmania Badminton Association Champs. I guess you've got the Greater Northern Championships in Deloraine. There's Veterans in Burnie in July, and there's the Southern Tasmanian Invitational a little bit later on too. So there's always plenty happening. And Brent, let's stay in touch, because if we can get more information out about badminton and some of its players that are doing so well, it'd be brilliant. So thanks heaps for coming on the Sideline View. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries at all, Michael. Thank you very much. And just sorry to add to that, there's a couple of coming tries as well. So for any kids that
brilliant.
Are
yep.
interested in having a go, we've got a couple during the school holidays in Burnie and Smithton and Ulverston. So if you want to have a look on the Badminton Tasmania website, all the information will be there. So yeah, thanks again, Michael, for talking.
Absolutely no problem at all. And it's a great game and a wonderful spectator sport too. Very dynamic. So thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.